The Pearls of Uzbekistan, Labi House Ensemble, Bukhara. The name Labi House is translated as at the pond. House in Central Asia is an artificial reservoir built on the city square to supply the settlement with drinking water, which was supplied from the ditch. In the Middle Ages, House was a real center of life in many cities, and Bukhara was no exception. The first surviving building of the Labi House complex dates back to the 1569 and was built before the current house was dug on the square. The organization of the reservoir was taken up in the early 17th century by Nadir Divan Begi, the vizier under the Imam Kuli Khan. Legends say that on the site that the vizier chose the construction of the reservoir, there was a house of old Jewish woman. Nadir Divan Begi tried to buy it, but the owner refused to move out. The vizier even brought her to the Khan, but he forbade her to be evicted by the force. Then the cunning Divan Begi laid a ditch for the pond so that it passed just under the wall on the old woman's house and began to wash it away. The woman, of course, tried to be awakened the vizier's conscience, but did not succeed. As a result, the parties agreed. Divan Begi received the necessary plot and the old woman money for it and a place for the construction of the first synagogue in Bukhara. In general, everyone was satisfied. Since that time, buildings that are mandatory for Central Asia continue to appear around the reservoir, madrasa, dervish abodes, and others. In the 1920s, most of Central Asia houses was drained due to the fact that they were not unreasonably considered notebeds of many diseases. The Bukhara house miraculously lasted for two more decades. The water was removed from it only after the war. Soon after the drainage, however, it turned out that the medieval reservoirs have a benefit in the 20th century. The water in the remaining city channels was not enough for firefighting. As a result, the house was filled again. In the late 50s, they even made a small fountain in it. The oldest building of the ensemble is called Kukildash Madrasa. Once it was considered the largest in all of Central Asia. Inside the madrasa, a richly decorated with mosaics and majolica, outside everything a little more modest. Blue paintings, characteristic of Eastern architecture, cover only upper parts of the arches. On the other side stands the Khanaka, a Sufi monastery named after Vizier Divan Begi. Its monumental facade is decorated with the turrets and covered with mosaics, and high arches are placed on the sides. In the eastern part of the square stands the Divan Begi Madrasa, built the same indefatigable nobleman. The building was created as caravanserai, but the Khan who saw it decided that it was a madrasa, and no one dared to argue with him. This is the most striking building of the Labi House, especially noteworthy its entrance portal, which is marked with the image of fallow deer and mythical bird Simurgh. In front of the Divan Begi Madrasa stands a monument to the famous Central Asia joker, tramp, and hero of thousands of legends, the folk hero Hoca Nasreddin. The troublemaker is depicted riding on his trusty donkey. During the Middle Ages, Labi House served as an important trading platform in Bukhara. Many transactions were made here. Nowadays, traditional Eastern tea houses are located near the reservoir. Welcome to the sacred Bukhara, one of the tourist gems of Uzbekistan. The historical city center is included to the UNESCO World Heritage List. The age of the city exceeded 2,050 years. Let us say one thing. You will lose lots if you not visit Bukhara. Pearls of Uzbekistan, Labi House Ensemble, Bukhara. The name Labi House is translated as at the pond. House in Central Asia is an artificial reservoir built on the city square to supply the settlement with drinking water, which was supplied from the ditch. In the Middle Age, house was a real center of life in many cities, and Bukhara was no exception. The first surviving building of the Labi House complex dates back to the 1569 and was built before the current house was dug on the square. The organization of the reservoir was taken up in the early 17th century by Nadir Divan Begi, the vizier under the Imam Kuli Khan. Legends say that on the site that the vizier chose the construction of the reservoir, there was a house of old Jewish woman. Nadir Divan Begi tried to buy it, but the owner refused to move out. The vizier even brought her to the Khan, but he forbade her to be evicted by the force. Then the cunning Divan Begi laid a ditch for the pond so that it passed just under the wall on the old woman's house and began to wash it away. The woman, of course, tried to awaken the vizier's conscience, but did not succeed. As a result, the parties agreed. Divan Begi received the necessary plot and the old woman money for it and a place for the construction of the first synagogue in Bukhara. In general, everyone was satisfied. Since that time, buildings that are mandatory for Central Asia continue to appear around the reservoir, madrasa, dervish abodes, and others. In the 1920s, most of Central Asia houses was drained due to the fact that they were not unreasonably considered notebeds of many diseases. The Bukhara house miraculously lasted for two more decades. The water was removed from it only after the war. Soon after the drainage, however, it turned out that the medieval reservoirs have a benefit in the 20th century. The water in the remaining city channels was not enough for firefighting. As a result, the house was filled again. In the late 50s, they even made a small fountain in it. The oldest building of the ensemble is called Kukildash Madrasa. Once it was considered the largest in all of Central Asia. Inside the madrasa, a richly decorated with mosaics and majolica, outside everything a little more modest, blue paintings characteristic of Eastern architecture cover only upper parts of the arches. On the other side stands the Khanaka, a Sufi monastery named after Vizier Divan Begi. Its monumental facade is decorated with the turrets and covered with mosaics, and high arches are placed on the sides. In the eastern part of the square stands the Divan Begi Madrasa, built the same indefatigable nobleman. The building was created as caravanserai, but the Khan who saw it decided that it was a madrasa, and no one dared to argue with him. This is the most striking building of the Labi House, especially noteworthy its entrance portal, which is marked with the image of fallow deer and mythical bird Simurgh. In front of the Divan Begi Madrasa stands a monument to the famous Central Asia joker, tramp, and hero of thousands of legends, the folk hero Hoxha Nasreddin. The troublemaker is depicted riding on his trusty donkey. During the Middle Ages, Labi House served as an important trading platform in Bukhara. Many transactions were made here. Nowadays, traditional Eastern tea houses are located near the reservoir. Welcome to the sacred Bukhara, one of the tourist gems of Uzbekistan. The historical city center is included to the UNESCO World Heritage List. The age of the city exceeded 2,050 years. Let us say one thing. You will lose lots if you not visit Bukhara.